the book of Sirach, chapter 47. And furthermore, after him stood up Nathan to stand in the presence of David. For as the fat is separated from the offering, so was David separated from Israel. He played with lions as with young goats, and with bears as with calves of Bashan. In his youth he slew the giant, and took away the reproach from the people, when he slung his hand with the sling, and broke the pride of Goliath. For he called to God Most High, and he gave strength to his right hand, that it might strike down the man experienced in wars, and that he might lift up the horn of his people. Therefore the daughters sang of him and honored him, the slayer of 10,000. When he had put on the diadem, he fought, and subdued the enemy round about. And he destroyed the cities of the Philistines, and broke in pieces their power to this day. In all his doings he gave thanks to God Most High with words of glory. With his whole heart he loved his Maker, and sang praise every day continually. Stringed instruments and song before the altar he ordained, to make sweet melody with their music. He gave comeliness to the feasts, and set in order the seasons to perfection, while they praised his holy name. Before morning it resounded from the sanctuary. Moreover, Yahweh put away his transgression and lifted up his horn forever. And he gave him the decree of the kingdom and established his throne over Israel. And for his sake there stood up after him a wise son dwelling in safety. Solomon reigned in days of peace, and God gave him rest round about. He prepared a house for his name and established a sanctuary forever. How wise were you in your youth and overflowed, like the Nile, with instruction. You covered the earth with your soul and gathered parables like the sea. Your name reached to the isles afar off, and for your peace you were beloved. By your songs, proverbs, parables, and answers to questions, you astonished the peoples. You were called by the glorious name which is called over Israel. You heaped up gold like tin, and multiplied silver like lead. But you gave your loins to women, and caused them to rule over your body. Yes, you brought a blemish upon your honor, and defiled your bed, so as to bring wrath upon your children, and sighing concerning your couch. So the people became two scepters, and from Ephraim arose a sinful kingdom. Nevertheless, God did not forsake his mercy, and will not let any of his words fall to the ground. He will not cut off the posterity of his chosen, and the offspring of those who love him he will not destroy. And he gave to Jacob a remnant, and to the house of David a root from him. And Solomon slept in Jerusalem, and left after him one who was overbearing. Great in folly and lacking in understanding was Rehoboam, he who by his counsel made the people revolt until there arose, let there be no memorial of him, Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who sinned and made Israel to sin. And he put a stumbling block before Ephraim to drive them from their land. And their sin became very great, and they sold themselves to do all manner of evil.